be back from Whangarei, Philip.
Nice to be back.
Did you get things sorted with the bank?
Well, let's just say I got a feel for the way you do business.
Did you sort out the problem?
That's why I'm here. Because you're the problem.
Nana? I'll come back later.
Thompson? You're early. The stamping's at 10:30.
Yeah, I know. I need to use a phone.
Well, I don't have one.
Well, something strange is going on.
Stranger than a half-eaten body in a cave?
Not quite that strange. I can't get through to Kessler's.
Well, must make it hard to mend my management.
They've been trying to contact me, too.
Sounds like bad parkiometric to me.
My phone's had no signal ever since I got here. Whenever I've used a landline here, it's busy. But I just used Frank's mobile and I got through.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I was on the line just long enough to find out they haven't received my reports and I was cut off. And the one time I did get through was in Kawakawa.
We don't have time to go there now.
Well, is there another phone I can use?
Yeah, we'll have to drive around the coast.
Can we?
Aye.
Oh, morning, mate.
Kia ora, Edith. Mother says we're going to do that stamping.
Oh, I suppose we better tidy up.
No. We're going to do the station first at 10:30.
Well, how long's that going to take?
Depends.
But I'm due at my supplier's at Kawakara at 1:30. Remember? I asked you to mind the shop.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, but I think Uncle Mother wants you up at the station too.
Me? Why?
Dunno.
Oh, all right. I can leave a sign on the door, but I still want you here at 1 o'clock.
Deal.
Right, well, I'll see you up there.
What do you mean, I'm the problem, Philip?
You've been moving money back and forth between accounts. Some of them are yours and some of them aren't.
I did not transfer any money out of the council trust fund.
Well, there's a significant withdrawal followed by a very similar deposit into the Mavericks account on the same day.
Philip, you've got to believe me. I did not make that transfer.
Yeah, well, according to your bank manager, you did. You're up the creek without a paddle.
Philip, please, I just need...
A paddle?
I need your help.
You'll hold your horses, Dad. I'm going to have to rebook my flight. Looks like I'll be here longer than I planned.
Can the noise, will ya? It's hard to concentrate.
On what?
I don't want to go into it right now.
Karen says he's worried about you, boy.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't be.
You've become a part of our lives. You're not a visitor anymore.
That doesn't mean I have to spill my guts whenever you want. Lo and behold, I have a signal. How far are we from Claiborne?
About 15 Ks.
Remember that. Rick Playfair, please. Rick, it's me again. Oh, sorry, I'm having a hell of a time getting through. So you didn't receive any of the reports I faxed? Okay, well, look, in a nutshell, your supervisor out here, Helen Schrader, was found dead. Well, it's all a bit mysterious, but apparently it was natural causes. No, I haven't been able to get into the station. There's some problem with the access code. We're supposed to get in later today. There's something else. The lease on the station is due to expire in 3 months. Yeah, well, the landlord wants a significant investment in his new theme park first. Maori World. Oh, $1 million. Yeah. My sentiments exactly. No, your calls don't get through. I'll call you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Frank wants $1 million?
I think Frank can kiss Maori World goodbye.
Thank you. Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.